Phew! Wait a minute. Let me catch my breath. This place fascinates me every time I come, you know. Water whooshing, hissing and roaring in front, behind and all around us. It's great!
It wasn't always like that, Johannes. During the 9th century, at the latest, this, my left Ragnitz arm, was artificially dug out of the hillside of Stephansberg, or Stephen's Hill, if you like.
And you would know all about it then, Frau Ragnitz?
Of course. At first, it was just a small mill race, which over the following centuries was repeatedly widened. Now, this new river course lies considerably higher than my old arm, the Hollergraben, and this provided a sufficient gradient for driving the many mill wheels there. Oh, Johannes, the mills were strewn along my banks like beech huts on the sand.
I do think you're exaggerating a bit, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
As far as I know, there were three mill cooperatives in Bamberg. The fish mills on the Town Hall Bridge that you completely obliterated in the devastating floods of 1784.
It wasn't all my fault.
The lower, or brother mills, which got their name from the brother mill here to the left in front of us. And the stone mills, also known as the upper mills, that we'll be passing later. At first, Kaiser Heinrich II had sovereign right over the mills, something that was later transferred to the Bishop of Bamberg, and finally to the diocesan chapter.
Yes, the brother mills tightly lined the lower mill jetty along here. Some were even built in the middle of the river, but the brother mill, dating from the 13th century, was the most important, and it got its name from its former adjacency to the Franciscan monks.